You know, this state of the county address, Jim was kind enough to send me an advance copy of the speech. It's going to be given noon today?
Today at noon at the pavilion during the Marion Chamber of Commerce luncheon.
All right. You need to register in advance? Can you still do that?
You can show up and just show up. I think the lunch is $15. I think the early registration is over, but you can still, everybody's welcome to come.
I was reading over this, and you know, it's interesting. As I go through time, I find that there are certain things that just hit me, and I feel they're significant. And I was reading through your speech, and it says, being realistic.
Absolutely.
Right? Now, absolutely. See, what a phrase. Now, being realistic is a novel thing. I mean, and I don't mean that in a bad way. The now, nobody seems to be realistic, especially when it comes to math. What you don't have and what you do have. We can be very unrealistic in government about this, but on the local level, this has been something you and the other commissioners have striven for.
That's exactly right, Tom. It's the only way we operate on the county. We have to be realistic. Worst case scenario, you overestimate revenues coming in. You don't anticipate the state cutting back your income tax allotment, your state sales tax allotment, and boom, there it is. They do it, and now you're stuck, and you have to scramble. How are we going to make up this shortage? And so we want to be realistic whenever we get together and formulate the budget. We do this by looking at past, if you want to call it past practice, past budgets, past years. What's the trend? What's the trend in Springfield? What are we hearing from Springfield? We do this also by listening to our state legislators. I'm in constant contact with Dave Severin, Dale Fowler, and others to kind of get an idea what Springfield is doing. And I can tell you this, the trend in Springfield is whatever they can't solve, we'll just send it down to the local level.
And we're seeing that as suggested by taking some of that pension liability and
Absolutely.
Pushing it to the local level in
Absolutely.
Particular. My understanding is going to be done incrementally. This is my understanding, 25% 1 year, 25% the next, and they're going to help cover you the first year, but really not much after that. That's my understanding of this.
That I'm not 100% sure of, but I can tell you this, what I would be 100% sure of is that that's going to be placed, you know where that's going to be placed, on the backs of the property taxes.
Right. And here we are talking about something that there's a singular issue that has people ginned up to the point where they want to leave the state. They're looking for other places to live that are cheaper. This seems to be one of the motivating factors, and the idea is how can we do what has to be done while keeping the burden tolerable?
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question.
And that's I guess, question. Where you and the rest of the commissioners are at, aren't you?
That's a very good question. And to that effect, we're very limited as to what we can do because it all rests in the hands of the state legislators. And we can convey our needs and our wants and say, hey, listen, this is how this is going to affect our county. And not just our county, all counties within the state of Illinois.
And I think that's significant that your state of the county address, it's about Williamson County, but the topics are universal for downstate.
Absolutely. Now, Williamson County is kind of unique in one aspect in the sense that in there, I do touch a little bit on the tax freeze legislation, Tom, the proposed tax freeze legislation.
Property tax
freeze legislation. This is considered what they call a hard freeze. And the hard freeze means that without getting into too much detail, you can't capture new growth. Now, how does that differ? How does Williamson County differ from other counties, you might ask? Well, Williamson County is unique in that we have three TIFs coming off as new growth within this time frame that's being proposed in this legislation. And this new growth, if this comes off under this time frame of the hard freeze, we're not going to be able to capture that new growth because state statutes say that you can only capture new growth and apply the tax rate to it the year that it comes on. What that means in a nutshell, what it all boils down to, within the four-year period that this legislation is talking about, we could have a possibility of $1 million of extra revenue coming into our general fund, into our coffers, Williamson County's coffers. Now, that's just Williamson County. Everyone else that's on that tax bill would get a piece of that new growth as well.
That means the airport, library, right?
Exactly. School districts, you know, John A. Logan. And Tom, these TIFs coming off are, you have to understand, we've waited 35 years for this to come off.
Right.
Okay. 23 years for the initial TIF, and then most of them have a 12-year extension. So 35 years in total. You know what this is like? This is like Lucy on Charlie Brown holding the football and say, come on, Charlie Brown, I'll hold it for you this time.
And this time
for sure, and at the very last moment, after 35 years of waiting for this money, they pull it back, and we land flat on our backs.
Right. So today, you know, there were a lot of things that you've got in this lineup. When I was looking over your speech, you're going to be talking about the financial status of Williamson County government, the overall outlook, and the challenges that lay ahead. And they're abundant.
Absolutely.
I know you told me the speech about 15 minutes, so, you know, come out. And Jim is going to be doing this today at the Pavilion of Marion, beginning at noon. It's the Marion Chamber of Commerce, their luncheon. And that's today at noon. If you want to go, it's $15 for the lunch. And is there anything in here that you'd say right now that I want you to learn more? Because this is one of the things I noticed that you are really, this is an opportunity to learn about county government.
Absolutely.
It can be kind of confusing. Because when you start talking about PTELs and home rules and all these things that we go on. See, I think of Williamson County kind of unique in the respect that it is so much about business and new businesses and all kinds of businesses. I mean, when you look at how Marion grows, right, and that's the center of Williamson County, when people come from all over Southern Illinois to work in that community, you know, taxes, money, and building and going forward, having diverse businesses to keep going in places like Ison, but also a new pizza place, whatever it is. You got something going on in the county.
Absolutely, Tom. Williamson County, you know, in this, and I mentioned this in my address today, in light of what you hear of the mass exodus of the state of Illinois, Williamson County is still growing. Williamson County is very unique, and we still have a lot going for it. And Tom, I'm telling you, it's the only way to overcome any of our obstacles is through teamwork. Teamwork through at the commissioner's level. I want, if nothing else, I want the people at the luncheon today to come away with a little more information and the importance of being an informed voter on various issues. And listen to what's coming out of Springfield. Don't just let it go in one ear and out the other. Investigate. Ask questions. What does this mean? Because it's very important, because the health, welfare, and safety of Williamson County is what's being leveraged here. And not just Williamson County, but all counties.
My takeaway from this is it's encouraging to know that that there's nobody asleep at a switch. We'll use the old railroad analogy. I want somebody who is watching, because this is a moving target dealing
Absolutely.
With the state of Illinois.
Absolutely.
And you have to constantly, you talk with the legislatures, you have to constantly be watching what's going on in Springfield, because there are ramifications. They twitch, and we have a convulsion down here.
Absolutely.
Right? Because about money.
It's all about money, Tom, and that's what it is. I even stated that in my address. You know, you pick the department, it takes taxpayer dollars to operate that department. Williamson County doesn't make a profit. We don't sell a product or anything. All we provide is services.
Jeff Doherty said, you know, that the problem is, and he was, when he was, I think he maybe still city manager of Carbondale, that every day people want more services.
Absolutely.
And that's another item you've got to deal with.
That's absolutely.
While keeping a balance. Here, I'm going to read one sentence from the speech, because I don't want to be a spoiler for Jim. We currently operate on a balanced budget of $16 million, which funds the daily operations of every department within the general fund.
Correct.
Balanced budget, $16 million.
Absolutely.
That's the phrase that I like. I'm sorry. We're running in the red every day and driving. You know, that's the sentence you don't want to say. $16 million a year.
Tom, I understand people's concerns about property taxes ever escalating, but I just want to try to give a little assurance to the public that with the money that we do receive, we are very careful with what we do with it. And we know where it comes from. It comes from the hardworking people of Williamson County.